Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to my weekly Friday Five podcast, a chance to look at some of the wonderful things going on in the world of well-being, especially those that have caught our eye here over at Lazelle Wellbeing. And in the week after Easter and all those extra treats, quote, that I, for one, have been seriously enjoying, the platefuls of hot cross buns and slices of Simnel cake, copious quantities of Easter eggs. Another mini egg, anyone? Well, if like me, you are feeling the need for a touch of restorative dietary balance and, dare I say it, a bit of weight loss, well, you are in the right place as I invite a couple of my favourite wellness experts back onto my podcast to offer some words of wisdom when it comes to fighting the flab. And I'm kicking off here with menopause and hormone specialist, Dr. Louise Newson, and some topical conversation on how higher levels of estrogen can not only help our overall health gain, but also some specific weight loss. Have you ever been put off considering HRT due to possible weight gain? Well, here to talk more on this and to consider the arguments for and against, I am delighted to welcome Dr. Newson back for some evidence-based discussion. So, Louise, a warm welcome back to my podcast, a very welcome guest here. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks, Liz.
And I was just saying that so many of us, myself included, have totally overdone it with the carbs and the chocolate eggs and the hot cross buns, etc. I'm now looking far more closely at all those lockdown pounds, which are just increasing, accelerating at a terrifying rate. And I know there have been lots of comments on my social media this week, particularly looking at ways to reduce weight for midlife women. And inevitably, the conversation turns to HRT and people say, oh, well, I don't want to take that because it's going to make me fat and I'm fat enough already. You know, what's the real view there? What's the link with estrogen and weight loss or weight gain?
Yeah, it's a great question because it comes up all the time. And as women, we're very scared, aren't we, of putting on weight. So the most important thing to think about is HRT, as you know, is only three letters. There are different doses and different types. So older types of HRT tablets, the combination tablets of tablet estrogen with a synthetic progestogen, can cause some weight gain in some women. Often that's quite quick weight gain. And when you women put on weight quickly, it's often fluid retention rather than actual fat, if you like. And the synthetic, the older type progestogens, can cause some fluid retention. So some people do find they put on weight. Right. A lot of people find, though, that if they take the right dose and type of HRT, actually they lose weight. There is very little work done on it because, as you know, research in the menopause is diabolical. But there are some studies that show that women who have estrogen through the skin as a patch gel or there's a spray actually reduce their weight, but also their visceral fat. So as you know, there's different types of fat. There's, you know, fat under our skin, but there's also fat around our organs. If you have visceral, the internal fat, if that increases, it's a marker for heart disease. So it's not just what we look like externally, if you like, it's internal fat as well. And we know that having estrogen can reduce some of that fat. And actually, a lot of women find they lose weight when they're on the right dose of estrogen. Some women say to me, oh, I've put on weight, but I'm on two pumps of gel. I would have thought I'd lost weight, but actually they're on too low a dose for them. Some women, as you know, need four pumps or even more. more. Once you increase it, then the body is restored of estrogen because it's been given through the skin, through as HRT. If your estrogen level is low, your body naturally wants estrogen because, like I've already said to you before, estrogen is really important for every cell in our body. It doesn't work well without. So when we go through the perimenopause or we're menopausal and we have low estrogen levels, our body's thinking, how am I going to get hold of it? Despite what people read on the internet, you cannot get it from food, even phytoestrogens in some of these supplements. The doses are really low. So what a lot of women find happen is that their fat cells increase in number because the body knows that producing fat will produce a very weak type of estrogen. It's very weak. It's not the same type of estrogen as we have in HRT, but it's better than nothing. And it tends to be the central fat distribution. So more around the midline, it's this sort of this extra tile, this bit of fat that comes. Even if you exercise the same, eat the same, it's because of the hormonal changes. So having estrogen back can reduce that. We've talked before, I know, about testosterone, which is another hormone, and that can help sometimes shift fat to muscle, and it can help build muscle. The other thing, as you know, that if women take the right dose and type of HRT, then often they feel better. You know, most of us, myself included, when our hormone levels are low, you can't be bothered to do anything. And you certainly don't want to cook because you can't be bothered, but you don't want to exercise. And I found even trying to do yoga, my muscles were very stiff and sore. It just wasn't enjoyable. So I thought, I can't be bothered with this. Whereas if you're feeling better, you've got less muscle pain, you've got more muscle strength, you've just got more motivation in your brain and your body, then you're more likely to exercise. So it's a two-way thing. There's a direct effect of hormones and the direct effect of feeling better. So if a woman's putting on weight despite taking HRT, there'd be two things I would think of as a doctor. Firstly, is it the right dose and type of HRT? And secondly, is it even related to their HRT as well? So it's looking at the bigger picture is really important.
That is so interesting. I hadn't realised that we might be conserving or even creating more fat cells if we're low in oestrogen, because our body wants more oestrogen and that's one way for your body to get it. And so if you are on HRT and you're putting on a little bit of weight, you might think, well, maybe I'll scale back a bit. But actually rubbing on a bit more of the gel or upping your dose of the patch, for example, so you're sticking with the transdermal form, could be a way then to actually get your fat cells to disperse and to reduce. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, we don't measure estrogen levels before we start HRT usually, but if a woman's on HRT through the skin, the estrogen through the skin, and still having some symptoms or putting on weight, then it's often worth trying to get an estrogen level. And there's a fact sheet we've recently written about blood hormone tests on my Menopause Doctor website that it might be worth getting. But because if your estrogen level is still low, even if you're on a patch or a few pumps of gel, then it would be worth saying to your doctor, or even just doing it and seeing. You can't overdose on estrogen. Obviously there are other reasons, you know, people can have an underactive thyroid gland, for example, or you know, there are other reasons why people can put on weight. But it is really important because we know that people tend to put on weight during the perimenopause and menopause, and for many years, and even now, a lot of women are not believed, actually, when they say to a healthcare professional, look, nothing's changed, my diet hasn't changed, my exercise hasn't changed, my routine hasn't changed, and I've put on weight. There are a lot of people who just get said, well, actually, we don't quite believe what you're eating.
Right.
The other thing is, as you know, is a lot of people undereat because they're worried about the weight and then their metabolism changes. So, you know, quite a few women I speak to say, well, I don't have breakfast. I have just a cheese sandwich on some processed white bread for lunch, and then I'll have a low fat yogurt rubbish for pudding, and then I'll have some shake drink or something, and they count the calories. It's really important that we we eat enough to kickstart our metabolism as well. And also, I don't need to tell you, Liz, how important our gut microbes are, and eating, you know, really well for our digestive system. It's not just about what we eat, it's the choice of food and looking at our gut microbe, because that will really affect our metabolism as well. And there is, it can interfere with hormones. You know, if our hormones are low, then our gut bacteria are less happy as well. So
that's
all these
so
things play in, don't they?
That connection. Before you go, I'm just going to pick up on one comment that you said there, which I know a lot of my listeners, their ears would have pricked up. And that is, you can't overdose on estrogen, because there's always a lot of chat about how much. And, you know, I've been quite open and saying I've had to increase the amount that I've used over the years. And I now use between 5 and 6 pumps a night of my estrogen gel to make sure that I have a good night's sleep, because otherwise insomnia is the main thing for me. I wake up with palpitations and wake up in the early hours. But 5 or 6 pumps of gel every night is fine for me. And whether, I don't know whether I'm not absorbing it as well as others, perhaps. But, you know, what are the safe limits? Well, you did say there is... that it's impossible to overdose.
Well, I won't tell you how much estrogen I use, but it's more than you. So,
is it really? Yeah. Oh my goodness!
I know. For example, yeah, I have. But I also when I started, for example, when I started my HRT, I was on one patch, which is equivalent to about 4 pumps of gel, and I was still getting night sweats. And I had my blood level done, and it was only 110, and it should ideally be above 250. And so my consultant said to me, increase your dose. And I, as a reserve doctor, said, oh, gosh, no, because the maximum licensed dose is 4 pumps of gel or 100 microgram patch. And I said, oh, no, I shouldn't. And he said, well, actually, Louise, you're getting night sweats and your level's low. What are you worried about? And I said, oh, I don't know, actually. Now you tell me like that, it doesn't actually seem that high. So I used another patch. And within weeks, I started to feel better. And like you, I started to sleep better. My night sweats went. And so I thought, actually, what am I doing to myself? So even in the clinic, we have a lot of doctors who write to us all the time and say, this woman's on far too much, it's too dangerous. And then I often speak to these doctors and say, what are you worried about? Because the cancer risk isn't there with estrogen, we already know that. There's no clot risk, so we know that as well. We've done the level and the level is not high. If you think, most women don't need a level above 1,000, but when we're pregnant, the level goes probably to about 8,000. It's huge, and nothing
really
happens to us when we're pregnant.
Oh my goodness. That really puts it into perspective.
It does put it into perspective. And it also, let's compare it with something like the contraceptive pill. Obviously, it's hard to compare like for like, because it's a different hormone. It's synthetic. It's a tablet. It has to be metabolized. But the dose of estrogen is a lot higher because it's a contraception. Whereas, as you know, HRT is not a contraception because the dose is low. So people can still ovulate if their ovaries were still working. If a woman has too much, then she can get breast tenderness, which sometimes just disappears with time anyway. If she's still got her womb and has a lot, then she might get some bleeding. And obviously, if you have a lot of bleeding that's persistent, then you need to be checked by a doctor. We sometimes increase the amount of progesterone if someone's on a lot of estrogen and having bleeding. But it's not so much what women use externally. It's about how their body absorbs it. Like you're saying, your skin is different to my skin. You know, what you absorb in 6 pumps, I might absorb in 3 pumps. And it doesn't really matter what you put on the outside. It's about what you need inside. And then, because it's just a hormone, if we think about other hormone deficiencies, so hypothyroidism or diabetes, there are a lot of people who are on very low doses of thyroxine and others that are on very high doses, and we tailor it according to their blood test. Insulin is the same. I've seen lots of women and men with diabetes who need really high amounts of insulin, and others just have very small doses, because our bodies are all different. And this is where the NICE guidance are very clear, that we need to have individualized consultations, and our requirements might change with time. So even some women, especially through lockdown, who've been more stressed, find that they need more estrogen, or if they've had an infection, even COVID, are finding they're needing higher doses. And women with long COVID, even those women who are on HRT already, are finding that they are needing higher doses to improve their symptoms. So, and that's why it's really good when it's as a gel or a patch, you can be in control as a woman. You don't have to have your doctor telling you every 2 seconds how much to use, because if you know it's safe, you can do it yourself. And as you know, your pump, if you stopped it and didn't use any tomorrow, in two days' time, you'd have none in your system. It doesn't last very long in your body. It doesn't build up in your body. That's why you use it every day. So, because sometimes you think, well, have I had a bad night's sleep because I'm stressed, or is it because of my hormones? And that's what you've done yourself. You can increase it yourself and then reflect and think, no, actually, I feel better. It must be my hormones. And then you can carry on a slightly higher dose. So it's very safe.
That is really good. So it's going to help our health and help our waistlines too.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation, isn't it, really?
Louise, it's always a pleasure to get good news. Thank you for hopping back onto my podcast. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Liz.
Always such a very welcome guest here, and just so good to hear it straight from a leading expert that replacing missing estrogen can make us slimmer, fitter, happier and healthier than ever. And with my mission in life to help all my listeners achieve ever better well-being, that has to be a very good thing.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Now, moving on to another crucial area of well-being when it comes to managing weight gain has to be upping our fitness levels. And as we're moving out of lockdown and into the sunshine, perhaps like me, you're vowing to up your fitness levels and fight the flab with some specific exercise routines. But what really works here? Can we really slim down while firming up? Well, here to talk on all this and more with some helpful advice is the leading fitness trainer, Michael Garry, one of our very own in-house fitness experts and contributors to my Lizar Wellbeing magazine. So, Michael, welcome to my podcast. You are a very warmly welcomed guest here.
Thank you, Liz, and thank you for inviting me.
Did you have a good Easter? Was it full of Easter eggs?
Half an Easter egg. That's what I kept it to, just half. And didn't eat the inside whatsoever, just the half an Easter egg, and kept it to that.
So we are talking about really good ways to fight the flab. And obviously, as a very experienced personal trainer, you know, training lots and lots of people over the years to lose weight as well as shape up, what are your key points, especially now as we come out of Easter egg season?
Well, there you go. Number one is, if you plan to lose weight, you plan to start exercise, then the first thing to do is to either throw away that chocolate, throw away those cakes, or give it to a neighbour. Give them to someone else. Give them to charity. But whatever you do, don't eat them.
Well, I mean, it sounds simple, doesn't it? But it's true. If it's not in the house, you can't eat it.
And that's it. You can't. So it's the choice you make.
Okay. All right. So rule number one.
Yeah, well, it's going to take some willpower, I'm sure, for quite a few people. But if you do that, then that means you start how you mean to go on.
Yeah. Okay. It's a committed maneuver, as they say.
Well, yeah. Because what will happen is you'll go out and you'll try and do some exercise. You will do some exercise and it will be there. And it will always be there. It will be calling you. And that chocolate does call you, Liz.
It does. It has a strong voice. Trust me. I've heard it many, many times. Now, yes. Something else I've also heard many times from you is that you can't outrun what's on the table. Is that true?
Yeah, you can't. There's no way you can out-exercise food. And that's what people try to do. Basically, what you want to do is try and keep it to two meals a day.
Okay.
That's number one. I mean, try and take away one meal a day. Try and have a breakfast and a brunch so that you're basically having your lunch and your breakfast at about 10, 11 o'clock.
Right.
That's the easiest way to do it. Mm-hmm. And then try and bring your evening meal a little bit closer to about probably 5, 6, 7 o'clock latest.
Okay. That's interesting. I mean, that is what a lot of people who are into intermittent fasting, myself included, will do is to really drop breakfast, particularly because breakfast can be so carb heavy, can't it? With, you know, toast and cereals and all of those things, which presumably is not the best way to start the day.
Well, no, sure, because remember, you've had an evening meal and the fact is you've digested that. Have you really used the energy for the food that you've eaten? Mm. Possibly not. You've been laying in bed all night, you know, so basically you want to get up, you want to exercise, you want to earn your brunch in a sense.
Right. So exercise before. So are you an advocate of exercising on an empty stomach in a fast?
Yeah, but I'm also aware that, you know, for some people it's impossible when they start work very early. So it's very hard to be able to start exercising if you, for instance, start work at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
But yeah, if you can train in the morning, it is the best time. And it sets you up for the days, you know, you train in the morning.
Yeah, I do.
And how it makes you feel.
Yeah. Yeah. And it gets it out of the way before everything else in the day kind of crowds in.
Sure. And it's been found that it's the best way to be consistent as well.
Okay. Yeah.
It becomes the habit, like just brushing your teeth, exercise, get on with your day.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to keep that consistency going when food gets in the way in the afternoons, meetings, tiredness.
Yeah.
Invitations, you name it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Hopefully many more invitations now.
Yeah. Hopefully many more. Yeah, sure.
So in terms of exercise, what can we do to help? Because, it can't be that exercise has no role to play. There must be a role that it does play.
Oh, it has a huge role. What I would say is try and do 3 good quality workouts per week, whether it be running, strength training or flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
On the other days, I'd still say that exercise has to be part of your life. Go for a walk, you know, go for a walk for an hour, but make sure that you're doing something every single day.
Yeah.
Because we're static most of the time, so we should be moving.
In terms of raising our metabolism, then, this is something else that we hear about in terms of weight loss.
Yeah.
What can we do? What are the most effective exercise ways to do that will help us to shift the pounds?
The most effective ways are working the large muscle groups, i.e. doing squats, lunges, using your own body weight, press-ups, you know, stuff like that. Sprints are very good. Skipping's very good.
I know you're a big fan of skipping.
They're all complementing each other. No one particular exercise does all. So you need to be mixing it up with all different types of exercise.
One of the things that I've talked about on my Instagram lives, actually, in recent weeks has been weight training. What's your view on adding in weights?
No, weights are fantastic, especially for anyone that's going through the menopause at the moment.
Why so? Why are you such a fan of that?
You want to, as we get older, our muscles are shrinking. They're getting smaller. So what we actually want to do, we want to hold on to that muscle because you're going to need that to protect your joints and your bones. Mm. Not only that, speeds up your metabolism, so it keeps the body fat down.
Right.
Yeah. Makes you much stronger so that you can do other things like running fast, like playing tennis, like skip, like doing anything. So it's basically keeping the body, keeping it strong so it can do all the things that it wants to do.
Mm. And if somebody's listening to this and they're brand new and they've never lifted any weights in their life, how would you suggest we go about starting?
You start with your own body weight, but if you're going to start using weights, you need to know the correct weight, the correct technique, how to lift properly without hurting yourself. So it's always worth getting professional advice. There's lots of advice out there on YouTube. I mean, simple, how to do a squat, how to do a bicep curl or a hammer curl. It's there.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But do go and get professional advice first. Don't just go out and think you can do it yourself, because the last thing you want is to get injured and then you can't do anything.
Completely. And when you talk about using your own body weight, that is something as simple as, you know, bending your knees as if you're going to sit down in a chair, doing squats. Literally, yes. That's it. You don't need any equipment. You've just got your own body doing it.
And I think one of your followers on Instagram, she followed that one of your videos, what we've done regarding the squats and whatever. Mm. And she was doing it while brushing her teeth or something. And it was amazing, the change in her.
Yeah. She was very brave. She posted a picture of her taken from behind.
That's right.
Wearing a pair of leggings, and she was saying, now, you know, since listening to you and hearing Michael talk, I do 60 squats every morning just while I'm brushing my teeth. So it's this idea of kind of exercise snacking rather than food snacking. We're squeezing in a little bit of functional exercise that isn't actually taking up any more of our day. We're just being a bit clever, you know, taking the stairs two at a time. That's something that, you know, you taught me ages ago.
And I just thought it was amazing that she stuck to it. And the whole thing is, it's having the belief, I think, that it works. And it does work. You know it works. I know it works. Yeah. Once you believe that, you'll carry on doing it. You know, a lot of people do an exercise and they say, well, this is not working. And they get fed up with it and they don't stick with it. But these exercises do work.
Yeah.
They've been proven time and time again.
And lastly, let's just come back to food, because we mustn't lose sight, must we? Even you as a personal trainer, working all your life in fitness and training people, you still place an enormous emphasis, don't you, on actually what is on.
I don't get away with anything. I do not get away with anything. I have two meals a day and I'm pretty rigid with it.
Even for yourself?
Even for myself. So if I can't get away with it, how can anybody else? No. You know, I can't have three meals a day and expect to do the things that I do.
Because I would be
overeating. I'd have too many calories and I would store fat and I'd become heavy and I can't run. Then you know I love to run.
I do. Well, thank you very much, Michael, for joining us today.
Thank you, Liz.
It's great. And of course, we can always follow you on Instagram, and you do pop up on my social media and in the magazine as well. And we're really grateful for your advice. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Wise words, as always, from Michael. And you can find more of his wisdom in a downloadable e-guide that we wrote together a while back, which is jam-packed with helpful advice and information, as well as so many illustrations of safe ways to exercise using our own body weight, as Michael advises. So things like push-ups, starting off by pushing off against a wall while standing up, for example, before graduating to trying a few down on your knees, before getting into the more advanced set of full body press-ups, you know, the kind where your body is straight out, legs stretched as you push up from the floor with your hands while balanced on your toes. Such a great way to build core strength and pelvic muscle tone as well, as long as you pull your navel in towards your spine at the same time. Well, lots more on this with some video sequences that I filmed over Zoom, actually, with Michael, over on the Lizar Wellbeing YouTube channel, where you can watch me do many of these very simple yet highly effective ways to work out in the comfort of your own bedroom. No special equipment required. Well, just before I go, time for a few quick thank yous and comments that have come into my team and to me at Wellbeing Studios. These here have arrived in our inbox. First one here from Gail, who says, hi Liz, this is after she watched my video on YouTube, I think, about menopause. I did a whole series there, by the way, if you want to have a little look. Hi, Liz. I just want to say a huge thank you for the video. It actually moved me to tears. I've been struggling to resolve my menopause issues without HRT, as I've always, in brackets, foolishly, been influenced by newspaper articles, which were terrifying. I'd heard of Dr. Newson and kept her on my radar, but wrongly assumed she was sponsored by Big Pharma. Liz's video cleared away all the misconceptions, and I was so moved when she spoke about vulnerable women being exploited by unscrupulous, money-grabbing companies selling unregulated and useless products. As a result, I booked an appointment with one of the doctors from Newson Health and had my appointment last week. I've now started on HRT and have felt the benefits already. I feel so much more positive about my future health, knowing that I am no longer living with the effects of a long-term hormone deficiency. Please pass on my thanks to Liz. Her video was absolutely inspirational. Thank you very much, Gail. The team did, in fact, pass it on to me, so thank you, and I hope you hear me reading it out. Another one here from Daria, who says, hi team, words can't adequately express the gratitude I feel towards all of you for your invaluable work on getting the right information out there regarding the menopause, and to shine a light on the woeful lack of help to get the right treatment, and to highlight the scandalous lack of investment into women's health in general, so that women like us and countless others don't have to suffer needlessly and offer in silence. I came across you today, quite by chance, in your lockdown live on Facebook, which was published on the 15th of May last year. Gosh, that was a while ago. I only wish I'd come across you sooner, when my nightmare began around 4 years ago, as I realised I'd been on the wrong treatment due to my brain fog and misplaced trust in my doctor. I didn't realise this for a good while. He was giving me the wrong advice and dosage for my insomnia and migraines, which have made my life a living hell in terms of the negative impact they've had on my general health, my work, and my quality of life. I wish I were a lawyer to help you more effectively in this worthy crusade. I'm only a Montessori nursery teacher. Oh my goodness, Daria, you're brilliant. Couldn't survive without good nursery teachers, so please don't do yourself down. I'm only a Montessori nursery teacher, but I just wanted to say that should there be anything I could do to help you and your cause in any way whatsoever, including your brilliant suffragette suggestion, I am with you all the way. Thank you, Daria. We'll keep you posted on that one. I think back then I was threatening to chain myself to railings unless government regulations and more help for women on the NHS was available. Well, that is a battle, obviously, still to be won. So yeah, watch this space, and I may well be in touch. This last one here from Joy, who says, hello to the team at Lizelle. I just wanted to say how thrilled I am to have joined the Lizelle Wellbeing community on Instagram and YouTube, and of course the website. I'm finding health information so valuable. I'm working my way through the wonderful content. I'm particularly interested in your work on the menopause. I've learned so much from watching videos with specialists, in particular Louise Newson. Yes, she is a star, isn't she? I found the Menopause Doctor website so helpful, and thanks to Liz, have plucked up the courage to speak to my GP about HRT and the many benefits. I'm so grateful for the information that is provided. Well, you are so welcome, Joy. And yes, indeed, well done for highlighting Dr. Louise's website. It's menopausedoctor.co.uk. And she works tirelessly to update that with free evidence-based information, not only for women, but also for GPs and practice nurses and medical practitioners. There's whole sections there for medical professionals, including easy prescribing guidelines for medics who may not be aware. Well, don't forget that you can always contact us via email. The address is hq@lizellewellbeing.com. And don't forget that you can check out more on food and fitness and menopause matters and gut health, especially over on the website, which is lizellewellbeing.com. There you can also sign up for the free weekly newsletter that my team and I put together, and we mail this out free of charge every Friday afternoon. So I hope you've received yours. If you are listening to this in real time, do check your junk or your spam email boxes. If you haven't received yours, mine last week ended up in my spam. How very rude. Anyway, it was now safely received and read, reread, even though I wrote a lot of it. It's always nice to reread it and to click some of the links, reminding me of all the lovely recipes and podcasts and special offers and all of that that we pack into it each and every week. It is, by the way, a completely free resource for my community. There is absolutely no cost and there are no strings attached. It's just a helpful way, hopefully, of sharing inspirational and evidence-based ideas, research, recipes, discount codes, always welcome, competitions, always fun, and more, all from the wonderful world of well-being. Well, that is just about it from me for this week. Lots more, I should say, just loaded onto our YouTube channel. So don't forget to check us out there. You can hit the subscribe button to be sure to see more of our content. Many more video clips and chats get loaded throughout the week, so it is well worth a follow. And talking of new uploads, I do hope that you've had a chance to listen to this week's latest episode of the Lizar Wellbeing Show podcast, this week with Sam Rice, talking, very timely, all about midlife weight loss, especially in relation to understanding more about how our microbiome changes in midlife and beyond. It's a good listen, packed with plenty of useful and easy ways to shape up and slim down. I hope you enjoy. Well, thank you for all your 5-star reviews for this little podcast, by the way. Much appreciated. If you feel like clicking the little star rating button at the end of this show, and as always, feel free to leave a comment or review over on iTunes, and I shall read more of these out next week. So until the next time we chat, go well. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.